Blog Talk Radio.
Boyfriend and girlfriend, they be looking at you like, you take that over to small claims court. Simple as that. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Can y'all hear? Uh-oh. Let me see. Oh, y'all here? Okay. Because the mic meter, I don't see that thing moving. I need that thing to move. Okay. But if y'all can hear, y'all can hear. We good? All right. Levels is good. All right. So what we gonna talk about tonight on the Daily Go Get It Mission Show. And by the way, thank y'all for staying up on a late night. Actually, this is working out all right. I mean, it ain't 7 o'clock, but maybe 7 o'clock wasn't the best time. I don't know. You know, prime time and all of that kind of stuff. I don't know. Y'all let me know. I need to know. But anyway. Getting back to what we're talking about. Let's talk about ownership in a relationship. Because this is Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday, even though it's like Friday now. But you know what I'm talking about. You know. Ownership in a relationship. In a marriage or in a relationship or in a marriage, do you think that most people come into that relationship, into that partnership, really meaning to be partners. Do you think that when the man brings all of his stuff and the woman brings all of her stuff, are they blending stuff? Are they consciously blending stuff? Like, are they consciously thinking like, well, listen, whatever I have to give, you got some of it. And, you know, hopefully you feel the same way. Now, the problem can come when you feel like you are giving. You're willing to give whatever it is that you have because you believe in the commitment of this relationship. And you're dealing with somebody who's selfish, who's like, nah, that's, what's mine is mine. You know, if you've ever been in a relationship with somebody who tries to act like every little thing that they have is has some type of sentimental value, you know, it's like a cloak to be stingy. It's a cloak or a cover for being selfish. And selfishness has a place in relationship, and at the same time, it has no place in a relationship. It's a weird thing. It is. It's a weird thing. But it's something that we often have to deal with as we journey through this thing called life and get into relationships, you know, on the here and there. So from your experience, how has it gone down? You know, have you gone into most relationships that you have been a part of with the conscious feeling that I'm bringing this to the table for us to eat and I want you to have a good helping of it? Or do you go in like, all right, well, this is what I brought to the lunch. I guess you could say I brought this to the table, but this is what I brought to this meal. Now, look, you can have all of that, but I left the real good ingredients. I left the real good food in the car that I bought with the food stamps that I bought off of, you know what I mean. And we can't really discount. We can't really discount that. That way that some people feel, because you may have been in a relationship before where you got taken to the cleaners, where you may have given your all in a relationship and somebody hardly gave any in a relationship, and they wind up taking you for a lot of things like money, property, and things like that. So things like that can really harden your heart towards being a giving person. And it may make you really tighten the screws as far as taking ownership of the things that you own. You might get to the point where you're like, well, I understand what you're saying, but what's mine is mine. Particularly, this becomes an issue when you're talking about a home. Particularly when you're talking about a home. If you own your home and somebody moves in with you, do you give them your home? I ain't talking about your cousin or your sister or your nephews and nieces or whatever you, whoever you let come stay with you for a little while they got back on your feet, you know, the show we talked about the other day. I'm talking about when you have a lover and you move him or her in. Are you willing to share everything that you own with them? Because they live there. They got an address with you. But do you have that presence of mind? Like, whatever it is that, look, I'm into you. And if I wasn't into you, I wouldn't let you move in my home. Now, it would be nice to think that everybody who moves somebody in their home is already really feeling them and is really, really ready to, you know, take it to the next level, or is really serious about that person, but it's just not true. I know people who have moved. I know people who always moving somebody in. I know people who are always moving in with somebody. That's just what they do. Some people don't believe in having a relationship where two people don't live together. They figure, why should we both pay rent? Well, if you have your own home, you ain't paying no rent. And you also understand that property that you live in, if you're buying it, has equity in it. So when you fall on hard times, you can get a loan based on the equity of your home and get back on your feet or dig yourself out of a hole. or pull yourself up out of a hole that you dug for yourself. How about that? You can do that with a home. So that's not something that people are quick to relinquish. That's not something that everybody is ready to just be like, yo, all right, yeah, they might let you use everything in the home, but they might not be ready to let you take ownership of they house. You understand what I'm saying? And especially when times get hard, the person who owns the house is like, all right, well, you know, you can always get the stepping. Like, I understand how you feel. You feel how you feel. Well, get on out. If it was a situation where you really let somebody take ownership of your house that you own, if you were serious like that, especially in the marriage, but when, I ain't even talking about marriage right now, because we know it's elementary in a marriage. It doesn't really matter what you had before y'all got married. Everything that you get, and unless you have during a marriage, unless you get a prenup, is community property. Both of y'all own it. No, not just, I know that was your family's house for the last 75 years. It don't matter. You married that man, you ain't had no prenup. Guess what? He owns 50% of that home. We're not talking about that situation. I'm talking about a situation in which you move somebody in, a lover, somebody that you have sex with, go to bed with, you know what I'm saying? Have familial implications with. If you really are dedicated, committed, and willing to share with that person, then them moving out or you kicking them out isn't an option, because you would let them treat their house like it was theirs, even though your name is clearly on the deed and theirs isn't. So what you gonna do? Now, for me, it's a no-brainer. And for most of y'all, it's probably a no-brainer too. God damn. Oh, this shit is airtight. Fudge. Okay. Hey. It's a good thing I've been working out with these big muscles. But anyway, yeah, it's like your mentality when you go into a relationship, do you go into it with a sharer's mentality, or do you go in it with an owner's mentality? We can take it deeper than that. We can take it deeper than the home. We can take it deeper than your property. We can take it deeper than your trinkets and your objects and your stuff, your things. That person, when you get into a relationship, do you take ownership of that person? Are you willing to be responsible for that person? That's why we ask, that's why the title of the show is "What's Yours is Yours and What's Mine is Questionable." You may take ownership of me, but maybe I haven't taken ownership of you, or maybe you haven't allowed me to take ownership of you. Do y'all understand that? Sometimes somebody will take ownership of you, like, you look, you my baby, you my man, you my woman, but they won't allow you to take ownership of them. Well, you know, you my girl. Well, hold on now, we still talking. I mean, you know, I don't see no need to give things no unnecessary titles. Anybody who understands English knows what she or he is saying. They saying like, you know, I'm not yours. Not yet, baby. It could cause an argument, or it might put somebody in check. Oh, I see. I got to wait a little while longer. That person may have taken ownership of you. You don't have ownership of them, but they have ownership of you. What do y'all think? the mentality coming into a relationship, was yours is yours and was mine is questionable. So I'm willing to give everything to you, but you are auditing the list of things that you'll give to me. There's no equality here. And some people go into a marriage with the same type of mentality. Some people go into marriage with the same type of mentality. Miss Sepia, what's going on? And Chrissy Love, what's up, ma? Chrissy Love coming through. You know, two nights in a row. What's up, ma? And you made it here a little early tonight. That's what's up. Tonight, we was just talking about was yours is yours and was mine is questionable. So we talking about the mentality of ownership that people get it come into a relationship with. So we're talking about a non-married situation right now in which one person allows the other person to take ownership of them, their property, their stuff, their things, their objects, their possessions. And the other one says, nah, hold on, slow down. I'll give you a list of things that you can have. But let me put it this way. We got a whole box of apples right here, and you can have apples, but you can't pick them. Let me pick them. I'll pick them for you. Sort of like that mentality. I don't know. I don't want you just going ahead and picking all willy-nilly. I'll pick for you. I got you. Now, I'm going to give you the good stuff, but, you know, I ain't ready to let you just dip your hand in the joint. Plus, you ain't washed your hands yet. You ain't washed your hands yet, son. You know what I'm saying? You ain't washed your hands yet, baby. So that's what we're talking about tonight on that daily go get a Mism show. Make sure we here. We good here. All right, we good. Levels is good. Levels is good. So what do y'all think? I mean, think about your own history, even if you don't want to talk about it. Have you gone into most relationships where you're supposed to be in a committed relationship? Have you gone into it with a sharer's mentality or a owner's mentality or sharer's mentality or stingy mentality? Because that's kind of like what it boils down to. Are you willing to share or are you holding back because you selfish? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not giving. Well, hold on. You ain't do nothing to own this. All right. Look. You know what? Since y'all playing around, we're gonna do it the Sun 752 way. We're gonna do it the Omar way. Ladies, when you get with a new dude and you about to make him your man, do you go into it like, yo, this pussy is yours? Or is it like, well, let me see what you can do with it first. And even then, it's like, you got lease with an option to buy. You know what I mean? I got you a good gold key lease, though. Like, you pretty much own it, but watch your miles. Watch the miles on this thing. Watch the miles. You good for 3 years or 36,000 miles, whatever one comes first. Three years or 36,000 miles, whichever one comes first. Some I've known women that go into, you know, from the first time, you know, they nut. It's yours. I'm like, I'm not really sure if I'm ready to own, you know, like. You know how some people be like, well, I don't want to be in a house right now. I just want to be in an apartment because I don't want to make all these repairs. I don't want to have to spend all this money and be responsible for all these repairs. The upkeep of a house, you know what I mean, costs a lot of money. So, you know, in a lot of ways, the upkeep of a woman costs a lot of money. The upkeep of the pussy costs a lot of money. Upkeep. Might not be ready for that responsibility, baby. Yes, yes, yes. You might not be ready for that type of responsibility. I'm just saying. Rita Reds. What's up, Rita? What's good? T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your site. And Emily Dunlap is in the house. Wow, she about to turn it out. Good to see y'all. Thanks for coming through, y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it is the Daily Go Get It Business Show. And we are talking about what's yours is yours and what's mine is questionable. Not necessarily equality in a relationship, but the willingness to share. Do you come into a relationship with a sharer's mentality or a selfish mentality? Are you coming in to get something out of the relationship or give something to a relationship? What about ownership? Pussy, the man's put, like, is it theirs? Lady, do you give, I know you give the ass up, but do you give the ass? Like, look, this is your ass. Key to this ass. Look, go ahead. Go ahead. You can pull my panties down and enter me in public if you want to. I said it was yours. Damn. I was hoping you wouldn't embarrass me like that, but all right, go ahead.
Oh, my God. How humiliating.
Fellas. Fellas. Do you give your woman ownership of the dick? Now, I know fellas are stingy with the dick. Like, well, I know I said that the dick was hers, but I gotta at least pee. I gotta be able to pee with it. You know what I mean? So, fellas, we know you give money. I'm not asking y'all that. I know fellas, a lot of fellas are willing to give money, but are you really giving your woman yourself when you get into a relationship? Well, you know that she the one. Do you take the dick and be like, all right, here, go ahead. Go ahead. I don't care what you do with it. Dildo it out. This dick is me. So if I give you the dick, if I give you ownership of the dick, I give you ownership of everything. That means that's the car, the house, the money, the history, the future, the present. Everything you want is right there on that dick. And each vein represents something that I'm giving away. Each vein in the dick represents something more that I'm letting you take ownership of. Go ahead, baby. You the one. You the one. Do you do it like that, fellas? Or do you try to hide some of the veins? I mean, you don't have to answer. You know, just be honest with yourself. Because believe me, your woman knows. She knows when you have given her the dick. No, I ain't saying like when you're giving her the dick. She knows when you have given her the dick. When you, let me put it a little easier so you'll understand. Because these words sound the same. It's like homonyms. She knows when you are allowing the dick to be owned by her. And she knows when you're not. She knows when you're like, you know, pretty much holding on to the dick. It's like sort of like when somebody wanted to bite a piece of your sandwich back in the day, and you put your fingers where you wanted them to stop biting. Like, here was the limit right here. Here's the limit right here. So you bite right to here. When you see my fingers, that's where your teeth stop. Don't Don't try to bite behind those teeth. That's back in the day when we used to share sandwiches and sodas and all that kind of stuff. Don't nobody want to drink behind nobody, eat behind nobody no more. Except with women, when we take y'all out to lunch, dinner, or any other type of food, you know, y'all just can't help eating off our plate. Y'all, it is what it is. It is what it is. But yeah, ladies, is the pussy his? Fellas, is the dick hers? You know, I mean, all these chicks out here talking about how they taking these niggas' souls. You snatched his soul, but did he give you his dick? Does the dick come with the soul? I think it's a valid question. Does the dick come with the soul? Or should I say, does the soul, you snatched his soul. All that means is that you let, you know, you let him bust in your mouth and it really, really felt good. You took his soul, right? That's all it takes to take a man's soul, right? But does the dick come with the soul? Because the dick is what you really need. That's going to give you the house, the car, the money, the jewelry, the time, the recreation, date night, all that kind of shit. That's what comes when the dick is yours. Not only is he not going to give that to any other woman, but you're going to get everything that comes with it. This shit is like the showcase prize on The Price is Right. It's everything. Everything comes with that dick. Shit that you don't even care about. A garden lawn furniture. You got jet skis over here. All right, you take this trip to Hawaii or Guam, whatever. You know what I mean? The showcase. The dick is the showcase on The Price is Right. Fellas, do you give the showcase? The dick showcase, do you? You okay, we know you got your soul snatched. That's just you being dick with, a pussy with, whatever. But does the dick come with the soul? Does the dick come with the soul, and does the soul equal total control? And do you come into that the relationship with that mentality in tow? If y'all would like to actually answer this question, you can call in 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. What's yours is yours, and what's mine is questionable. I need to know what's mine. What can I get? What's available? Is it to the point where I can just ask for what I want and get what I want? Or do you give me a list of options and then I have to choose? And is there a limit to the list of options that are available? What's yours is yours, and what's mine is questionable. What's yours is yours, and what's mine is questionable. Non-married people. We know that the state don't respect you, but the hood do. Non-married people, we know that the state does not respect you, but the hood do. We know that the state does not respect you, but it's sure that the hood do. The state don't respect you, but the hood do. Yeah, the state don't respect you, but the hood do. The state don't respect you, but the hood do. What you gonna do, barbecue or stew? Oh, shit. The state don't respect you, but the hood do. The state don't respect you, but the hood do. The state don't respect you, but the hood do. We coming on through. It's all about me and you. You my boo. You my baby too. And I give each and every part of me to you, and that's word. Yo, I'm not a nerdy neither. And if I was, yo, we just like the curds and the milk, but shit ain't still, ain't getting bad up. You the best I ever had, and that's my word now. You're my love now, and I'ma give you the pushes and the shove now. And anything that you ask for me in my life is going to give to you. Cause you something like my wife. You're my wife. You can write now cause we are married. But my baby, you will carry. That's my word, yo. That's a word, yo. You say any ownership of this dick. That's my word, yo. What y'all know about? I don't know. Y'all a little quiet tonight. Is it late? You know what I mean? Thursday night. It's Friday Eve. Y'all out there partying, getting COVID out there? Shout out to everybody out there that's partying tonight, about to bring COVID home to their family. Please, 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 please. You know, there's a lot of families out here that are not COVID-free. You know, not exactly herd immunity either. It's getting to the point where this COVID thing is pretty much going the way of chicken pox. You know how. You remember back in the day? When one child got chicken pox, you would try to give all your children chicken pox at the same time. When you're trying to deal with this shit. At different intervals of the year. And as serious as a disease as COVID-19 is, it seems to be getting to the point where none of us are going to get out of it. But anyway... COVID don't have nothing to do with ownership and what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about what's yours is yours and what's mine is questionable. What y'all know? What y'all know, baby? What's good? Do you go into a relationship ready to hold them down? Ready to hold it down. This is my house. My house is your house. Mi casa son tu casa. Well, su casa. Casa de usted. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Something we got to think about. Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. Even though it's after midnight on the East Coast. Love is love, baby. Out in the Midwest, we still good. 11 o'clock hour. We're going to take a little time out. Take a little time out. Do a little show tonight. I want to thank y'all for coming through. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's good. But yeah, this is real shit. This is, don't mind me, man. Choline got me all crazy. And every time I walk in the house, I get to sneezing. And Crystal is killing me. But I love her. But yeah, man. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. Personally, I can say for a fact that Big Butt Tanya gave herself to me from day one. I wasn't even ready. Big Butt Tanya, you know, packaged the ass up and said, here, oh. I was like, but Tanya, you know, sweet tea. I'm like, tea, I mean, am I ready? He's like, nigga, you don't know if you ready? You know how them big butt girls are. She's like, all this, you know, all this is yours, all that. I was like, all that? Everything? All that? She was like, all that. Are you ready for all that? Because I'm giving it to you. I said, well, Tanya, I'm going to try, T. I'm going to try. You know what I'm saying? Ownership. You know, people move in with each other, be hiding their jewelry, hiding their money, hiding all kinds of shit. hiding the fact that they're still in a relationship with somebody else, or still live, or still holding on to their old apartment. Yeah, I've seen some extra trifling shit. And I say, the only reason I say it's trifling is because you don't really have to do that. Listen, if you don't want to be with somebody, let them know. And I say, let them know, because it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be over. People break up with people when they're ready to break up with them, not just because of some event. You know what I mean? Take a shot. Take that shot, homie. Take a shot for me. Oh. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Take the shot. But you know from the relationships that you've been in the past whether you go into a relationship as a giver or a receiver. Some of us go into relationships straight with a larceny type of mentality. Larceny. I'm going to take everything they have. I'm going to listen, I'm going into this relationship to get what I can get. And, you know, I think that's a very negative position to take, but I understand where it comes from. I get it. Like, I more than get it. I understand what pain and hurt and you know how they say hurt people, hurt other people. There's a certain amount of truth to it. But I think it's dumb. I really don't think it's fair. Not a good look. You know, gotta rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. So, let me fix this thing here. Here. Okay. I think that'll fix that. I think that is like that, y'all. Staying alive. So, yeah. Yeah, some people go into a relationship with a straight larceny type of relationship. I mean, mentality. They're just trying to get everything and anything that they can. Material things mean a lot to these people. And if you ask me, a person that's consumed with material items, like once material items become pretty much their guide, I consider those types of people to be dangerous because they don't give a shit or they won't take other people's feelings into consideration as long as they are stepping off of something that they really liked and valued. As long as they get to step off with something shiny, that's all that really matters to them. And they will sell you down the river in a New York minute because all they really care about is dollars and cents and how status looks and feels and things like that. And you don't want to get caught up in that. And for a person, for a lot of people who really are about that cash when they come into relationships are often very good looking people. And that's why it works. That's literally one of the reasons why it works. So when you go into a relationship, you know, it's possible that you may go into the relationship with a little bit of a giver's mentality and a little bit of a larceny. You can swing both ways. It's just not going to come off looking very good in the end. In the end, somebody's going to be resentful of how you dealt with them. In the end. And they pretty much should be. Because that ain't right. That ain't right. Once again, I want to thank y'all for staying up with me tonight. As y'all can see, I'm not doing the show in the car. I'm like, no. Go home, bite the bullet. We're going to do a real show. Because I like to do that. So, but I appreciate y'all coming through. We're about to get on up out of here. You know, we ain't doing hour and a half shows late at night. You know what I mean? People got to get some shut out. But I do appreciate y'all coming through. It's a good look. But I want y'all to think about what we talked about tonight. What's mine, I mean, what's yours is yours, and what's mine is questionable. So you take whatever I give you, but you want to audit anything that you give me. You know what I mean? Love, let me talk about that real quick. Maybe you give all of your love freely to somebody, but they want to audit the love that they give you. You're loving freely and openly, and they loving on a budget. They loving on some time release thing shit. You know what I'm saying? They loving on some time release shit. Like, well, some love will come out now, and then like 4 or 5 hours, some more love will come out over the period of 24 hours. 60% of the love will be released out into your system. Only 60%? Well, that's if you take one pill. If you take two pills, you'll get a higher percentage. Will I get 120%? No, there's no such thing. Things only go up to 100%. So if you take two pills, it'll go up to about 75. One pill give you 60 and the other one only give you 15?
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, 60 divided by 15 equals 4. So, good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, when you go into a relationship, what's yours is yours and what's mine is questionable. I would advise against going into a relationship with somebody makes what you need or require from them to be a questionable thing, even though you have given them what they've asked of you. That's all I ask of you. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because what makes you think that I would try to run a game on you just as sure as my name is Sun752? I'll be there with you and I will treat you just like a queen and give you fine things. You'll never have to worry about another in your place. So believe me when I say, whatever you want. Well, we all want to search for somebody out there that's like that with us. But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. Sometimes you have to keep plugging away. But I think that for right now, for our purposes, probably the most important thing right now is to make sure that you don't hook up with somebody who's trying to take away from you instead of give to you. I don't think that that's right. I don't think that that's right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. No, you got me sneezing, man. They ain't seen you in a while. Come in. Hey. Yeah, that, huh? All right. Achoo! You want me to do it again? You good? All right. Yeah, baby. Woo-hoo! All right. So, I said peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Don't you know? You ready to go again? Yeah?
You good?
No, lay down. Just lay. Just lay.
All right, cool. We'll be back on tomorrow. Hella high water. Everything is going to be all right. Yes, it will, baby. So, look. Tomorrow. Look, I would say between. Listen. When we on, we on. It might be an 11 o'clock hour. It might be in the 12 o'clock. We'll be there. I'll see to it that we'll be here in some type of way, form, or fashion. Do you understand? Do you know what I'm talking about? All right, so I'm going to take my blog talkers on out of here first. You go, me blog talker. And for my Instagrammers, yo, Five Slammer Jammer, thanks for coming on through and let me exercise my grammar. I just can't see living it like without you. All right, y'all, peace. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but yo, I see you on the other side. Love you to death, my boobers. Make sure you...